Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in the southeastern region of the U.S. state of Texas, White House assuring storm victims that money to help them will be there, Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
Storm-related death toll now at least 37. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified the results of last month's presidential election that handed a victory to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta. Court today said the Electoral Board has committed irregularities and illegalities during the voting, harming the integrity of the election. This Nairobi resident responded to the Supreme Court ruling.
Be in peace and be calm for the judgment. We should love one another. We should not cause confrontation and commotions within the town.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga had petitioned the court to throw out the results of the August voting. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must now be held in 60 days. United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. The action by Washington was a move Moscow greeted with regret as relations between the nuclear-armed powers took another dive. At the start of Donald Trump's presidency in January, he said he had hoped to improve relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared victory over the Islamic State in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. The Iraqi forces' victory in Tal Afar is winning praise from the commander of coalition forces fighting Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, Lieutenant General from the U.S., Stephen Townsend.
The Iraqi security forces attacked with great deal of power on five axes of attack into Tal Afar. And they were able to maintain that same pressure on all axes. And I think this caused the sudden collapse of ISIS there.
While the coalition forces in Iraqi welcomed the victory in Tal Afar, Townsend says they are preparing for tough battles elsewhere in Iraq and Syria. International refugee agencies and relief workers in Bangladesh and Myanmar are concerned about worsening conditions for the thousands of people who have fled sectarian violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. More than 100 people have died in the latest clashes in Rakhine, including militants, soldiers, and civilians. Writer Samantha Vadas has details.
Injured and traumatized, Rohingya Muslims continue to scramble towards Bangladesh. Migration workers say some of them are burned and even have bullet holes in their bodies. The lucky ones have made it across the border, but thousands are stranded in no man's land as Bangladeshi authorities refuse to let them through. More than 18,000 men, women and children have fled the bloodshed in Myanmar's lawless northern state of Rakhine, where the army is hitting back hard on the Muslim minority after a string of insurgent attacks last week. In the commercial capital, Yangon, hundreds of people, including Buddhist monks, gathered to protest the insurgent attack, calling for the military to take control of Rakhine and protect thousands of Buddhists caught up in the crosshairs.
That is Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Monsoons have flooded parts of India this week, adding to the death toll of a season that has killed more than 1,200 people across South Asia. A 117-year-old apartment building collapsed Thursday in Mumbai, India, killing at least 32 people. That came days after flooding rains hit the city. Officials say at least 15 people were injured when the building caved into the city's busy marketplace. The monsoon season, which began back in June, has affected more than 40 million people, including not only India, but Bangladesh, Nepal, and Pakistan as well. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.